Welcome to the Realms of Spirit radio show, hosted by Rachel Park Delaney. In today's show, you'll be listening to Rachel and a special guest as they delve into the realms of spirit, connecting with your loved ones on the other side. So call in now on 760-283-4611 or Skype us. It's free. And now, here is your host, Rachel Park Delaney.
And good evening and welcome to the Realms of Spirit radio show. Tonight we have a very special guest and someone who I think very highly of. And I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Dave Somerton. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Rachel. How are you, darling?
I'm fine. How are you, sweetheart?
You know, I'm feeling great.
Good. I'm so pleased that you agreed to come on the show tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Right. What I would like to know, first of all, for the people who are listening, out to be in movement. I understand that there was some struggle beforehand, but can you take us through that?
But Rachel, I've got to say, darling, half of what you just said, they all broke up. I didn't hear it.
Oh, I do apologize. It seems it must be a bad connection. Okay. Can you tell us about how you came in to be a medium that you are today?
Yes, I mean, I've always communicated as a child, just wasn't aware of what I was doing. But it was 8 years ago when I connected with Sharon Neal. She's a blind lady from Belfast, and she's been communicating all her life. And connecting with her was when I first realized that I was communicating, and she trained me very short, hard, and fast. So that's when it really kicked off for me, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sharon Neal, I'm correct. She's the one who is blind. Is that right?
Yeah, she'd been totally blind since birth. She was starved of oxygen when she was born, premature and starved of oxygen. And she's never, ever had sight. So it's interesting to meet another perspective by somebody who's been blind from birth and how they can describe things and describe colours. And she even described the workings of a handbrake to a car. Wow. It's an amazing thing to see. As I say, skeptics will say a medium or a psychic uses body language. Well, it's not possible for her to do so because she just can't see.
Yes.
So it was an interesting perspective.
Hmm. And from being trained with her, where did you? Because I know that you do psychic TV, and I know you did the Channel 5 Live Psychic Experiment. Explain how you moved forward in the work side of it.
Well, when I did Britain's Psychic Challenge, I actually started doing private readings about 3 months beforehand. And when I went on to Psychic Challenge, it was about a year to the day of when I started training. As I've moved forward, and it's moved from, hey, just this is fantastic, I can communicate spiritually, to is, okay, what is the message? There's far more to it than just communicating spiritually. Obviously, is the logical thing is to connect loved ones with their loved ones in spirit. You know, people who are going through real difficulties and connecting and facilitating that bond, if you would. But there's a deeper thing. It's connecting everybody with their own spirit, if you will. Because my belief is, you know, everybody is quite capable of spiritual communication on whatever level they choose to use it, on whatever level their pathway is. And if we go to the real basics of it, you're talking about intuition. And that, to me, is the higher self, the spiritual self, the subconscious talking to you. And in my opinion, that is your best friend, better than a medium giving you a message even.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely agree with that. I do believe that we're having, I'm going to interject here. Rob, I'm getting it repeated. So we're getting the conversation between me and Dave, and we're getting it playing over. I can still hear it now. If anyone in the chat room would be so kind as to tell me whether they're hearing it, would really appreciate it. Okay, I'm not getting anything here. Okay, apparently it's my computer. Okay. I'm not used to hearing my own voice. Okay, in that case, what we'll do is we'll carry on. Now, Dave, one of the main reasons why I was so pleased that you agreed to come on this show is, as I've said to you, is because initially the reason I came on to internet radio was to listen to you. And I was lucky to get a private reading afterwards. And the one thing which I said stood out the most was that you told me the best thing to do was every morning and every night for 2 weeks to tell myself how much I loved myself unconditionally. And I did that. And to be honest, it worked a treat. And I pass that on to my students, to people who I give readings for, to help them move forward.
Yeah, I mean, let's be quite logical about this. You see, we are talking about something that is innate in all of us. We all possess that special side. We're all individual. You know, we all have something inside of us, okay, that is special. And I don't care who it is, from what walk of life it is, that we're all special. And I think the difficulty is we obviously, through cultures or societies or whatever, for some reason we've lost sight of it. And I think it's about awakening that up. I mean, if you take a child, who say, up to the age of 9 and 10, you know, majority of children aged 9 and 10, they're full of life, they're full of imagination. You know, they're not concerned about the world as it is. But once they start to move forward and things start to press down, or their experiences, their involvement widens, that's when this seems to kick in on a general level, where they start to lose that confidence within themselves. Obviously, I believe if we're not confident as a parent, and I will point one thing out here now. I spent 20 years learning this lesson, so I've taught from experience, and I'm not just here preaching and spouting off, but I have found out that when you work and live and respect yourself from a point of self-worth and confidence, self-value, it's the ripple in the pond. You throw a pebble in the pond and that ripples out. And whether it be connected with your family, i.e. your children, whether it be connected with work or people you just meet, if you do truly, can I say, accept yourself first of all, because nobody's perfect, believe in yourself, that ripples out and people treat you in a totally different way, whether that be via family, relationships, work, or even people you just meet in the street. Your front changes, your aura changes, and I believe everybody reads it and they say, yeah, I want to speak to this guy. I feel he's strong, he's confident, blah, 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 and it really does work. And to me, it's the key to life. It's the key to happiness.
I totally agree with that. So I'm sorry, I'm still having technical issues. I'm trying to hear you and me over what's going on. And I'm just going to come out.
It's good to hear my voice twice, Rachel. You'll get the message.
It is. I hear you, and then I hear it again while I'm still talking to you. Oh, well, we'll just carry on moving on. I'll ignore myself because it's still coming on. All right. Well, when we're talking about the children and how everyone has the gift when they're – I mean, everyone has it. All children see, because they're still so close to the realm that we've just come from.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's the same as how the very elderly, especially the ones who are close to passing, they often say about seeing, you know, their husbands, their fathers, and members of the family. We seem to be closer to the realms at that point. During the meantime, when we have peer pressure, school, the things that we need to deal with in day-to-day life, that sort of innocence and looking at it with fresh eyes, that tends to disappear, which is such a shame.
But that's exactly what I was explaining a minute ago, is that as we get older, I mean, if we say take children who are coming into puberty and they're growing up, that you see their whole demeanour change. They go from being that little kid to being, well, I'm a young adult. And with that comes young adult responsibilities and their schoolwork and all this business. Going to the older people, and you find it, and I prove this time and time again, and I hope this gives hope to people who are listening, for anybody who's going through their loved ones who are going through dementia or Alzheimer's and what have you. I truly, truly believe that as the left-hand side of the brain, the conscious side closes down, and you think they're not lucid and they're lost in their own world, that is where I believe the communication comes in. And they're not exactly lost. They are connecting with the loved ones in spirits. They are communicating with their loved ones in spirit. And that's why I feel that you hear, so I was talking to mom, or I was talking to granddad, or whatever, but you say, you can't, he's passed over. Yeah, but I was talking to him. So it's what you're talking about, whether you be really young or at that stage where your lucidity is going, that's where I believe we open up communication, which I think is fantastic.
I think it's amazing. I mean, my own grandmother, who has very advanced, sort of, she's not really there most of the time. There's times when I've seen her and I'm like, well, how is this possible? You're not, you haven't passed on yet. You know, I was expecting the visit afterwards, not beforehand. Mm. But the fact that the spirit is so loose from the body, it makes it very easy to be in so many different places.
But you see, I don't feel the spirit is loose from the body, because I believe we can do that at any time, in essence.
It's like what we're doing. Soul rescue?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that is not the worries there. And, you know, can we say it's more the strength of communication when your nan is away is stronger, because she's not so tied mentally or consciously to the physical?
I think that's probably the way I was looking, with it not being so tied. That's how I see it as a looseness. I see it as an ease of coming from the body, the spirit, just really being able to go and come as it pleases.
Rachel, just one point here. Would it not be magic if, say, for instance, we could wave a magic wand and everybody, adult-wise, with children, were to all of a sudden get that self-worth and self-value and pass it on that to the children? Wouldn't that not change the world?
Oh, would it ever? If they could only grow up with the belief, you know, with the beliefs and knowledge that it's okay to talk to spirit, it's okay to have imaginary friends, it's okay to go with your feelings.
Oh, it's getting there. I think the view on the whole subject is changing now.
Exactly. I think there's a lot of changes going on these days. The energy levels are rising, and a lot more people are starting to understand and trying to learn about themselves. And the energies, of course, because everything, in essence, is energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what you just said there is that when you said everybody trying to learn about themselves, once again, in my opinion, that is part of communication. Because I feel when you, and there'll be budding mediums out there, budding communicators out there, and that every single medium goes, oh, is this in my mind and what have you. But part of actually learning, part of actually growing and evolving is learning about yourself and facing issues that you already possess and dealing with them. And as we do that, we grow, the communication grows, it gets stronger as we become far more relaxed within ourselves and within what we're doing.
This is very true. I totally agree. I mean, I find a lot of people who are doing this and who are mediums and even psychics and, you know, the clairvoyant people who are doing this are people who have gone through very difficult challenges, no hills, always mountains, to get where you know, where you are. I mean, a lot of people say to be a medium, it's a hard job. I was told that in the very beginning, and I was like, what? All we're doing is just talking to them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's the essence of the experiences that we have to go through so that we can then relate to the people who are coming to us. So it's not just a case of, you know, okay, Uncle Bob is saying this, but it's the case of, I know where you're coming from on this. I know the human emotions and panic and fear that you're going through, and try and help them along the way with your own experience as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I will slightly contradict what you said there slightly, but you see, you may work in a totally different way to me, and that's absolutely cool, because there's nothing hard and fast here. I feel within my messages, or when I'm passing a message for somebody, do you know what? I have absolutely nothing to do with it. I just don't get involved in it. I can't get involved in it because I feel I would change the message there. And that's one huge lesson that I had to learn. I talk to a lot of mediums, even on a mentor level, I talk to a lot of mediums, and this often comes up where they do actually. Yes, you have to have the empathy. I mean, you wouldn't be good at our job if we didn't have empathy. But they had to learn not to allow their not experience, but their issues cloud what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
No, I completely agree, and maybe I interpreted it wrongly. Because I do spiritual counseling and relationship counseling as well, I find it helps to have the experience purely through the counseling side of things. When the spirit communication comes into, of course, you don't taint it, you give it as it is given, because that's the only way it can be taken. We don't know half of the things they're bringing through. We can have our own opinions of them, but we don't know what it means to them.
Yeah, I don't think I phrased that right. That's exactly what I meant. It's that the empathy is there. But I mean, what people who are going for a reading, whether that be totally on a spiritual level, whether it be on a counselling level, or people, I mean, some people class this as fortune telling. I would totally disagree. Possess free will, free choice, you can't have your fortune told. But we can validate what's gone on, what's going on, and what's best to do. Whether you choose to take what spirits have given you and use that to your advantage, that's entirely up to you. And I wouldn't dream of taking anybody's free will and free choice away. So it is important when you go into a reading, okay, first of all, treat it with respect, okay, and listen to what's been said, tear it apart, put it back together again, and if it fits what you feel, then by goodness use it, because it will do you an absolute fabulous favor if you use it in the right way.
Well, they're not going to give you advice which is going to bring any harm, are they? So it's advisable, and it's one of the things that I've been discussing with a few people lately, is when people are getting a reading and they want to know what's going to happen 5 years down the line, six, you cannot project. You can give an idea of what possible futures are there, but the further away you go, the more fragmented it becomes, simply because there are so many choices of free will within that scope. So it's the possibility of it.
Absolutely. I mean, exactly, because we've got to be honest. You change your future every single day by the decisions you make, good ones or bad ones. Okay, so that is where it all lies. And once again, once you've had a reading from somebody and you say, yeah, I feel this, this opportunity or whatever is coming up, okay, take for instance hypothetically a work opportunity, say, yeah, that's great, in a month's time that job's coming forward, and you sit on the sofa, settee, whatever you call it, wherever you are, okay, and you wait for it to come, it's not going to happen. We have to be interactive with it. It's life's for living. Use the information and live it. That's the only way you can do it.
I totally agree. I mean, I went through a very bad time, and I took the advice of yourself and someone else who's a very good sort of coach in a sense, between the two of you, I took the information that I gained, I put it into my own sort of way of looking at it, and it was a case of, okay, this is the help I've got, these are the steps I need to make to get where I want to go, let's get on with it. And when people take the advice, and this is the one thing I love, is when I get messages or phone calls back saying, I took the advice, this is what I've done, and this is the outcome of it, and oh my God, how wonderful things are, you know, life's not perfect, but I'm so much happier, I made the right choices. But again, it's all about the free will. You choose where you go in life. Every choice you make leads on to the next opportunity, the next choice, the next obstacle.
Absolutely.
So it's so vast.
The next lesson.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they're good. Very good. I just wish they didn't do cryptic so much.
Absolutely.
Would make things very easy. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a short commercial break.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Rob, I hope you're standing by, and we will be back just after this.
Hi, we are the Sleep Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin? I certainly will, Rachel.
And we're back, and I do believe that their show, I mean, it's been going 3 weeks now and seems to be going quite well, so good luck to the girls. Welcome back, Dave.
Hi, I'm ready and waiting.
Ready and waiting. How about taking some callers?
Yeah, let's go for it.
You do it? Okay, our first caller is Pamela. Pamela, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Pamela. I will pass you over to Dave. Dave, Pamela.
Hi, Pamela, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic, darling. Right, Pamela, if I can give you information you understand, please say yes. If you don't understand, please say no. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Pamela, would you understand, if I go back, I feel around 4 months ago, there was quite a depth of emotion coming around you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. To be honest, I get a feeling as if you felt your world had collapsed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Pamela, look, there's a lot going on around you. I'm getting a gentleman draw close here. I feel rather a quick passing with him. Here 1 minute, gone the next. I'm being drawn around the chest area, and I feel also around the throat area, and that on a level I feel he couldn't communicate with you before he passed. Does that make sense?
Can you repeat the last part? Is this
okay.
Someone
who's passed over, yes. And I feel before he, I feel that the difficulty was around the chest area. He was here 1 minute, gone the next. But I feel there was a lack of communication before he passed, or he wasn't able to communicate properly before he passed. Does that make sense?
Maybe so. I don't know who that. I know my grandfather passed, and I heard that he was a guardian angel of mine, but I never knew him. He died before
okay.
I was born.
But you didn't get to communicate with him then?
No, not physically.
Exactly. Okay, let's see what's going on. Right, Pam, my darling, look. This next 2 months, okay, for you, I do feel there are challenges ahead of you here. And the biggest challenge that I feel is exactly what me and Rachel are talking about, that self-worth and self-value situation that's going on here, okay? What was taken away from you, or you felt was taken away from you 4 months ago, seemed to drain the last vestige of that worth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and it is time to rebuild it. I say this many, many times, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You're a beautiful human being, inside and out, and it's time for you to get the message. Would you understand 2 children connected to you?
Yes, I have 2 children.
Aren't they just beautiful and special, Pam?
Yes.
Yeah, just like their mother. Do you understand?
Thank you. Yes.
Pam, that's not a compliment. It is a fact. Do you understand?
Yes, I know that.
Okay, would you also understand a lady on the spiritual? I feel I'm talking here on a motherly link. I feel this could be a mother or grandmother. And I feel, once again, issues around the chest area, but this time I feel it took a while for her to pass. There was it's like, oh, I don't know, she just closed down slowly. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that was my grandmother. She died at 95.
Okay, what a beautiful human being.
Yes.
Do you understand? And you're very much like her. Tell me. Okay. Then would you understand within your property, you've either done it or you're talking about doing it, there is one wall that seems to be becoming a feature wall, and I feel it's quite a strong colour connected to it. Does that make sense?
A strong colour?
Yeah. I feel this could be like a lilac-y blue, purple. I don't know. I can't pick out the colour properly. But I don't know whether it is a feature wall or a chimney breast or something like that, but I'm being focused on it. Does that make sense?
I don't know what it is.
Give me a second here. Okay. She's telling me you do, darling. Who's been getting the paintbrushes out?
My daughter, she paints.
Okay. Right. Okay, fine. Hold on. Your daughter, okay? This makes sense to me now. Darling, can you check with her or ask her? But this picture seems, I feel now it is a purple colour, okay? And for some reason, I actually feel there's a heart shape within it, but I just feel it's a central or a focus. That's why I was thinking it was a focal point, focal wall, but it's not. It's a focal within the picture, and I feel the heart's connected there. Would you understand your daughter also is quite spiritually aware?
Yes, she is. She has the gift of dreams, and she shares that with me a lot.
I understand here. But would you understand she's been picking up your grandmother?
No, I didn't know that.
You ask her about your grandmother. Okay. Why would your grandmother give me the smell of frying?
She used to like the fried chicken.
okay, darling. So who is against the fried chicken? Who said it's not healthy or something?
My daughter. She doesn't like it. My daughter doesn't like it, and my son loves it.
Okay, can you see where your grandmother is making the connection with your daughter? Okay, saying
uh-huh.
that she can pick her up. Right, Pam. Let's get back to you quickly, darling. Life is about to begin, okay? Believe in yourself now. You've got to do it. Two people around you, two issues around you have dragged you down. Let them go, and let's get life back, can we?
Okay.
Does it make sense?
You said that the two issues have dragged me down. I know one of them is the job. The job that I work for shut down a full month ago, and that's part of what I'm having to just restructure everything. And the second one, I'm not really sure what or who it is that is trying to drag me down. Can you give me more clarity?
I can. It's either two people or two issues. We'll go with the issues. The job thing, okay, which is closed down, which is one of them, and the confidence within you, the belief within you, okay, that you can get back there. Not back at that place. Get back on top. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you here over this next couple of months, you may feel a few challenges coming forward. But I'm saying keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the goal, keep that confidence up within you. Okay, and you will get there. If you look around 6 weeks' time, that is when the opportunity really does hit home, okay? So we want you prepared for that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay, well, I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Pam.
Okay, well, thank you for that, and thank you, Pamela, for ringing in. Are we good to go for another caller? Dave?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's bring it on. Maria, we have Maria on the line. Maria, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Hello, Maria. Good evening. All right, I'm going to pass you over to Dave. Dave, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Thank
How
you.
Are you? Okay.
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm absolutely great, thank you. Maria, darling, you may not be seeing it at the moment, but I actually pick up quite an excitement around you, and I feel this is connected around children for some reason. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually. Not my children, though, or not my child.
Obviously, immaterial, but what I feel this is, to be honest, I feel it's more of achievement from children, or achievement and actually getting where somebody getting where they want to go as far as children are concerned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What
is it related
to? Say again?
Is it related to my family?
Do you know what? Yes, I feel it is. Quite strongly.
Okay. She's literally about to give birth any second. We keep waiting for it to...
Brilliant. Fantastic. Now, miss, why have you changed your hair? You understand?
I was sick of it.
It's a rhetorical question. Somebody's just passing that to me, and we're going to find out. Now, would you understand a male on the spiritual passing, I feel, rather quickly, rather tragically? I do not feel this was heart conditions or anything. I feel this was more an accident. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. There's a lot of love for you here, so I want to say the connection's quite close, and not necessarily on a family link, but definitely a love link. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't say yes if you don't understand what I'm saying, darling. Okay. Go on.
Sorry, I'm just trying to process it all.
I understand, darling. It can be quite, because I rattle on, and once I get started, I'm sometimes hard to follow. Now, let's get to the point here. Okay. Now, okay. Would you understand, as well as the hair, you've been doing something about your weight, or doing something about toning up your tummy?
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, that's true too.
Okay. The excitement that I picked up earlier when I said it's about children, about new life, if you would. Okay, it's the same for you. I feel if I go back 2 years ago, your life came crashing down around your ears. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And it's been a long haul, hasn't it, Maria?
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? You are getting there. I actually feel there is a new connection around you who's starting to make your heart flutter a little, your tummy flutter a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
well,
why
is it person but a new type of connection?
Yeah.
Or a totally new person?
Darling, no, this could be a new connection or reconnection, okay? The point being here, okay, is if I said to you your gut intuition, gut instinct is that everything's going to be okay, you would agree, yeah?
Well, I hope I'm right about that.
Well, you've just answered the question. And this is what I'm trying to point out to you, because 30 seconds ago I said, why don't you trust? Okay. Now, whatever this reconnection is, okay, I can tell you without a doubt, all right, that the issues arose from confusion. Okay. The issues also arose from two people, you and them, okay, who really did not have a lot of self-value at the time. They had insecurities. Does that make sense?
Wait, sorry, I did or they did?
Both of you.
Oh, okay.
Both of you had the insecurities. Whatever way they presented themselves, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, but what I want to get across to you now is things have changed, okay? I've also got a gentleman coming in close here, darling, who's showing me his belly for some reason. This is somebody who passed over, and I feel we had a laugh or we always talked about the size of his belly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. And he's giggling and he's laughing about it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And he just gives you a big hug and says, Marie, you're finally on the right track. You're finally going forward. But you really, seriously, seriously need to let go of the past. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much
okay.
So.
And who's the gentleman who always wore a tie or was very keen on ties?
That's the guy with the belly? Is that the same one as the belly?
The one, yeah, because he's just pointing that out. Is this your dad?
Granddad.
Well, he wants to come in like a father figure, so I want to, you know, he'd have been a great dad. Do you understand?
Yeah, he taught me how to tie ties, men's
okay.
ties.
I got you. And who messed up the garage door?
Oh, that I don't know. I'll have to look. I'll have to think.
Who has the double garage? No, they didn't mess it up. Somebody has a double garage door, and it doesn't. It's forever conking out. It's forever breaking down. Who is that?
Uh-oh, I'll have to ask about that. It's probably something my father knows.
Then I would ask your reconnection if I was you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I feel it's connected with him. So, miss, look, what I get going on here is elongated. This is a long time forward, okay? Go in, trust, let go of the past. Let us bring it back together properly this time. Build good foundation. You okay?
With the reconnection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Are you happy about it?
Yeah.
Go get it, girl.
Been waiting
okay.
for that one.
It'll come, darling. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much. You're wonderful.
You're more than welcome. I'll leave in love with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Maria. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Maria. Okay, we've got a couple more calls on the line before we go to a break. Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we have our third caller. Her name is Susan. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. All right, I will pass you over to Dave.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, darling. Okay, if I can give information you understand, please say yes. If you don't understand, please say no. Susan. Darling, this one feels quite emotional to me. Would you understand a female on the spiritual who had a problem or passing was connected with the neck or throat area? Does that make sense?
For me, my throat. I did have a cold. Yes, I'm getting over
darling.
One.
No, sweetheart, I'm talking about somebody who's passed over. Somebody.
Oh, I don't know anyone who's passed over in my family.
This not necessarily be with your family, but I'll be quite frank with you. I feel this was somebody who took their own life.
Oh, I don't know anyone like that.
Give me a second. Tony, would you understand that a female connected to you on the physical, I feel it may be a daughter, who has quite long, dark hair?
Nope, don't have that either.
Okay,
hmm.
I'm going to give this 30 seconds more.
We're not connecting, huh?
We'll find out. Give me a second. I'll give it 30 seconds more, and if I'm not connecting, this may be for the next caller, but I feel this is really quite important. Show me, please. Right, Danny, who is the girl who wears her skirts slightly short? Who likes to wear shorter skirts?
Well, my daughter wears short skirts.
Okay, and she's not the one with the dark hair?
No, no, she doesn't have dark hair at all.
Okay, give me a second here. Okay. Right. I actually want to connect around 3 years ago, or a significant point 3 years. Yeah, I feel the passing was 3 years ago. You don't understand.
No, no.
Well, I've got to be honest with you, my darling. I'm not connecting properly with you here. This may not be the right time, or this message has got to get across. So I can't help you at this time, or maybe it should be done in private. Is that okay?
That's okay, but I don't have any problem with anyone passing. I don't know anyone who has died that has been close to me. Other things have happened, but not that.
Yeah, that's fine. But you see, I can't change what I'm being given here, or I wouldn't even change what I'm being given here, and I feel this may be connected with another caller.
Maybe it's to another caller. Okay.
Yeah, so I cannot connect at this time, and I will be honest if I can't connect for you. So
okay.
Maybe not. Okay. Well, thank
all
you
right,
very much.
Have a good day.
And you, my angel. Take care.
Okay. I think I agree with you. I know who the next caller is because obviously I can see who it is. And I think, yeah, you're connecting with the next caller most definitely.
Okay.
Susan, if you're still listening, what I will say is if you go to mikespirit.fm, you can email me your contact details, and we'll have a chat. Right, I'm going to move swiftly on now to the next caller, and it's Jules. Jules, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, sweetheart. Right, I'm going to pass you straight over to Dave.
Hello. Hi, Dave.
Hiya.
How you doing, hon?
I'm great, thank you. Can you connect with what I'm talking about, Jules?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Even to the timeline, because I think the timeline's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then. Jules, this wasn't a singular situation, darling. I feel there were others connected with this. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I've got to get a message across to somebody because I feel there's a male connected to this girl or with this situation who seems to be still going through quite difficulties over it.
Yes.
Okay. Can you let them know that she's absolutely fine? There's children connected there as well.
Yep.
Do you understand?
I do, completely.
Okay. Can you get that message to that she's actually quite emotional now? Miss, would you understand that you, in some way, helped the person or the family in some way?
Yes.
You're the guardian angel. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Really, really thank you. What's going on with your feet? What's going on with your
feet? Besides them stinking, I don't know.
No, darling, would you understand somebody having... excuse me. Would you understand somebody... you know the those sharp bones that run across the top of your foot?
Yeah.
Somebody hurting the bone there. Who did that? Fairly
Brianna.
Recently.
Brianna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brianna, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She's stroppy, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Did she kick something by any chance?
Yes, a wall.
Oh, well, teacher.
With her foot.
Okay. I feel this is a quick one for you, Jules. Apart from, obviously, the girl who took her life. Darling, the Brianna, over this next few weeks, okay, will get the message, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
What I mean is she will calm down. She will get the message, okay? So just go with the flow, would you?
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that's about it, Jules.
That's absolutely fine.
Is it possible for you to pass that message?
I will, for sure.
Okay, my sweet.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jules. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in, Jules. And mind the coffee later. We're going to go to a quick commercial break now before we come back, so we'll be back right after this.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time
or 8 p.m. UK time
and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show,
The People's Psychic.
And welcome back. It's so interesting when you get people who you know through doing this, and it's really nice to see how, I mean, I know Jules has rang you on other programs, and it's nice to see how people who, once they find someone that they can trust with their with advice for their future, how they keep coming back to the same people.
Well, I suppose once you've made that connection spiritually, I mean, if you look at it this way, your most difficult readings can be, to be honest, when people or mums or dads have lost youngsters. And it's sometimes really difficult to connect them because of literally of the immense emotion that's going on around them. But once you've got that connection, and they've made that first communication, it's far easier for everybody, to be honest. And you know, you sometimes think, I know these people or whatever, and that really just put mediums off. But you know what? I think I've surmounted that issue because I just literally go with the flow, and mm-hmm. time and time and time again. They will give valid information that keeps those people happy, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I do believe that anyone who is meant to receive a reading, they will receive the reading as and when it's necessary and when the conditions are right.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, it's like Sue who just got, I mean, you know, 98% of the time I'll connect. We also have to understand the time that we've got here is very short, and the message, it may be important to get through to somebody else at that time. Doesn't mean to say that Sue's not going to get a message, maybe just at the right time. So as you say, she's hopefully she'll contact you and you'll be able to help out, or she can even contact me. We'll do it privately. But it's the way it is. You can't change what you're given, can you?
Of course not. Right, I'm not sure how many we are going to be able to fit in. I do have a private chat room reading, but what we will do is, because we have had people waiting on the phone lines, we're going to go to the phone lines first, and we're going to go to Gigi. Gigi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Gigi. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? I'm so happy to speak with you today.
I'm glad. I'm happy to speak to you as well.
Thank you.
Are you ready? Do you want me
yes,
to carry
I
on,
am.
Rachel?
Are you ready? Pardon?
Did you want me to carry on, Rachel?
Yes, certainly. Go for it, Dave.
Okay, Gigi, my darling, I have a male connection here with me. I feel it's quite close to you, but I feel there were issues around the head area, and I believe specifically to forward on the right-hand side. Does that make sense?
In spirit?
Yeah, or maybe still here, but I'm getting the pain. I feel it, spirit.
Yes, I think I might know who that might be.
I think you might know who it might be as well. Would you understand they were quite organized, quite wise, quite sharp?
Wise and sharp, yes, organized. I was the one who pretty much organized him, if I'm thinking about the right person. He was my boss and very good friend.
That's fine then, because just quickly while we're talking here, Gigi, just to explain how communication comes in. For me, it comes in really quick bursts, like in the blink of an eye. I get a picture, thought, feeling, blah, 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 like that. And what happened there is I was getting the organized side, and then I was getting his side of it. So it's like mashing together a little bit, but it's not a problem. Really got the message. Really, really proud of you. If I go back 2 months ago, Gigi, you really took a step forward. You really achieved something. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And you should be proud of yourself. And can I say to you, you did make the right decision.
Thank you.
Okay. but he's saying you always did. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I know he's your boss, okay, but I want to say there's a lot of love and respect for you as well. Do you understand?
Wow.
Yes,
makes sense? That was funny. Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, let's see what's going on. Now, miss, there is a kaleidoscope of things going on around you, and you're not sure which way to turn, are you?
Correct.
Okay. Then start listening to your heart, because I actually feel with what he's giving me here, okay, I want an 8-year period, okay, where you were focused completely for somebody else. You were either taking instruction or whatever, and you just did as you're told. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh, at least 8 years.
Okay, and it drove you crazy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, but he's saying to you here, you know what, Gigi, follow your passion. Follow what you want to be doing now. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Don't go any further. I don't want to stop you there, but I feel the next bit is important. I totally understand that finances may come into flow here, may come into the picture here, okay? Mm-hmm. But what is really important, okay, is first of all, I feel you are provided for in all ways, but it is about you following your passion and truly, truly being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Now, I'm also being shown here a garden. I don't know whether you call it a garden where you are, but I'm being shown here a garden, and it looks pretty well landscaped to me. It's quite fanciful. Does that make sense?
Not yet.
Okay. Darling, whatever, this garden is long. This is a long garden. Beautiful, beautiful garden. No, it's, darling, it's where his memorial is or he's buried. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh. I just got chills all over my body on that one.
Okay. What a beautiful place. But I want to say something to you here. I actually feel there are three people on the spiritual that you would like to connect with or you're aware of. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
But I want to say to you something really important here, okay? They are not trapped in a grave. They are not trapped in a memorial or anywhere else. Do you understand?
Yes, I know that.
Okay. Would you understand having to replace a single tile on a floor?
No.
Who's got the black and white tiles?
I don't know of any black and white tiles.
Do you want to bet? Okay. Darling, seriously, hang on to it. It's important. There's a black and white and one tile has to be replaced. Okay. Now, who's the male connected around you? Feel it could be on a work level who seems to be quite hyper, quite not always easy to get on with.
My soon-to-be ex, perhaps?
That's the baby. That's the baby. But that feels like work as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes.
Interesting. Darling, it's him that broke the tile. So hang on to this and you will see things come to forward. Darling, you say soon to be ex, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to you, soon to be a new life.
Yes.
I'm going to leave that alone with you. If you need to go on into it deeper, we'll have to do it another time. But I really do hope that helps you. Okay?
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome, my sweet.
Blessings.
You're welcome, Gigi, and thank you for calling in. Okay, Dave, you only have a very few minutes left. I do have a message in chat, but I think that's going to have to wait for now, because before the end of the show, first of all, I would like to thank you very much for coming on. always a pleasure and joy hearing your voice. And you've done, you know, you've helped some wonderful people tonight. What I would like to mention to the people who are listening is that next week the show is slightly different, and it will be myself and Psychic Shelley. It will still be call-in, and we will still be doing, well, myself and Shelley will be doing readings, but it will be more an open discussion on development. So we're talking about energy next week, so if you want to come along, join in, ask questions, give us your stories that have happened to you, we would more than love to have you there. So from me, myself, Rachel Park Delaney in the Realms of Spirit radio show, and my wonderful guest, Dave Summerton, I would like to wish you all a good night. And if you're in a country that it's not time, good afternoon.
Good night, good afternoon.
To catch Rachel and a special guest again next week, don't forget to tune in every Sunday to the Realms of Spirit radio show at 10:30 p.m. in the UK, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch Rachel at www.whispering-souls.co.uk or Facebook under Rachel Park Delaney.